Hey everyone, welcome back to the Track Limits podcast presented by Formula Addict. We are here at Creator Club in Toronto, and guys, we have done it.
We did.
An entire F1 season is over. We have gone through, we have seen every race, we have done guest interviews, we have posted a race reflection episode for every single Grand Prix.
22.
That's impressive.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Before I even get into thoughts.
24 next year?
Literally.
Two more.
Before I even get into thoughts, though, golf clap for everyone.
A what?
Golf clap.
Oh.
A little golf clap for everyone. Come on.
Never,
what the hell is
I'm
that?
I'm like, what? I've never heard of
call a golf clap.
Why is that?
It's just a little subtle golf clap there. I think that's
well, just why don't we just do
learn
jazz hands.
Mikey, starting off, give me your general thoughts on the 2023 season. Henny, in the first half of the year, I was not sleeping too well. You remember that?
You were definitely not sleeping. You were sending messages at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Not 3 a.m., but yeah, close to 2 a.m. But then I found Manta Sleep.
Yep.
And honestly, Manta Sleep has been really helpful in helping me sleep, but helping me sleep in a very healthy way. Mm. They have an assortment of different masks here, everything from their 100% blackout mask to their cooling mask to help with cooling your eyes while you're sleeping. Silk.
Ha. Look at that.
No face wrinkles whatsoever when you wake up and also when you get older. And finally, Bluetooth embedded mask.
What? All the sound waves coming in the middle of the night. Oh, this is optimal.
It's pretty incredible technology.
Yeah. And they're also pro-nap too.
What's pro-nap?
They're so against this BS corporate lifestyle where you have to go, go, go. Mm. They're all about taking naps, improving your vitality throughout the whole day.
So check out Manta Sleep, guys, using our special link below. And also, if you want to use on checkout T-Limits, that's our code, T-Limits, you'll get an incredible discount.
Loved it. Yeah. Although, it was a little bit lackluster in stages, which it's bound to be. You can't always have a year where it's nail-biting. Red Bull did amazing. You can't doubt them for it. And there's a lot of surprises in the midfield. I'll know we'll cover that afterwards. But no, all in all, I think it was because we had to do all our race watches. We had to do this. It was more you kind of really were engaged in the races. It wasn't that you're just passive and I'll just watch it whenever. So I kind of like that aspect that we're all so diehard involved into it.
And Kevin, you were obviously, well, you are, sorry, you are still a Ferrari fan.
Is she?
Yes. I'm in therapy.
Reality check.
I'm in therapy.
Okay.
It's actually what I talk about all the time.
Yeah.
Rightfully
we're going to get into predictions very shortly, but even before we go into those, what were your general thoughts on the overall season?
Yeah, this season, I think, as Michael just said, like I watch it closer or like more intently. So it was... I feel like I actually learned more about the sport because I was doing like more research before the race, after the race, in between. Like I feel way more educated about this industry. So that was like a nice takeaway. But as a whole, yeah, I learned the Dutch national anthem, which is also really cool. I heard it every weekend, outside of one weekend. Yep. So that was fun. Yeah, it was a really good, I don't know. I feel like I just became more immersed in this industry.
Very cool.
And nice.
Honey, it was obviously such a good year for you.
I had a blast. I don't know about y'all, but Red Bull was winning every weekend.
It's boring to win.
No,
every
it's
time.
Not.
You can't just celebrate every day.
Hey, Max did. He had fun doing it. Who was it? George Russell was like, a reporter asked, Max, how do you still enjoy winning these races? Well, what keeps you going? And George goes,
the money.
Oh,
yeah, he's making money.
Yeah, did you see that Forbes release? 75 million in 1 year.
Crazy.
This year.
Max. That's just an estimate, right?
Yeah, but like,
so it could be more.
It can be more, it can be less.
It's like guys when they say they're 6 feet. I mean, don't
forget.
You know, there's a little 2 inches.
Hey, 5'10 and a quarter, okay? Leave us a quarter.
Don't forget, he has to pay for all the pies. So every driver, once you win a pint, you have to pay a certain, like,
I mean, Red Bull's going to pay for it, not him.
But still, that's, I think it's out of the driver.
It's out of the driver.
Yeah, but Red Bull pays. It's part of their contract.
But they're on a budget cap.
I don't think that's actually part of it.
I think it's separate. Yeah.
But
it's gonna
imagine
it's going to be 8.5 million for this year, for the next year, sorry, for Max to enter in, which is pretty incredible.
Damn.
$8.5 million.
I wonder what it is for Logan Sargeant.
No, I think they actually did it. I think it was like either it's 500,000 or 750,000.
Wow.
Yeah, because entry is 600,000, I believe.
Was it?
Yeah. And then for every point, you get.
We got to remortgage the house.
It is pretty crazy, though. Red Bull, I mean, I think a post came out on the F1 page of how many records Max broke, and it was like most laps led over 1,000. Wasn't it a percentage of most laps led in history? Most wins, most podiums, most wins in a row with 10. I mean,
win percentage.
It was wild.
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
Records? We can create a record for how many. I probably won the most amount of minutes talked on the race reflection episodes.
No, that's taking something away.
I'm just kidding. He did. But I think it was Toto at some point was like, you know, because they were asking about Max breaking all these records, and he's like, you can make a record. Like, records are meant to be broken.
He's pretty bitter, though. I think when Lewis was setting records,
he was enjoying it, of course.
Very different.
Yeah. Oh, 1,000%.
And again, this is coming from a Merck fan, right? I personally really enjoyed the season because I felt like, the first place might have been something we could have all predicted. Mm-hmm. I was actually really happy to see that the battle for second typically was very different.
Went to the end.
Literally, like
same for Jordan Ford.
First half of the season, you had Merck up there, you had Ferrari up there. Obviously, second half of the season, you had McLaren up there too, coming in for second. So you didn't know going into a weekend, you have three teams that might compete for a podium spot, and you don't know which one's going to be, which is pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. That's what we wanted.
I think as a Red Bull fan, I still have PTSD about Singapore.
Yeah,
that was the one that escaped us. That would have been a record to beat, winning every race.
Yeah, that would be.
That would have been an iconic.
That would, yeah. Like, when would you ever say that you have an opportunity? Yeah.
And I don't think next year will be this. I don't think it should be. If it is, there's something.
Maybe
I think the FIA or regulations will probably step in, because I think there will be a really like a nosedive and like interest from like fans and watching it.
There might be, but I hope the FIA doesn't do anything about it.
Yeah,
I don't think they should.
I don't think they should, but I think the team should catch up. And I think they are going to. And I think it will be less. So, if it was a clean sweep, that would have been insane. Yeah. That would have been the best.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about our predictions, because this is kind of similar to what we said last year, right? Last year, we were like, well, let's talk about the next season. And we were like, well, we think that's going to be a lot closer. And obviously, we were all very, very wrong. So I'm going to bring out a couple of statements here. Let's bring out some popcorn, by the way.
We need some popcorn for this, thanks to Kudo Popcorn.
Yeah, we're going
to
need this.
Oh.
Or that. Hey.
I swear to God, I was trying to shake it. And
there you go.
Okay.
So good.
Which one do you have? Statement. And I'm going to go through each person. I'm going to say some of the core statements that you gave at the very beginning of the year. We're going to start off with Henny. Henny.
Yo.
You said, I'm rooting for Nick DeVries. He will avoid the mistakes that rookie drivers typically make.
Yeah.
LOL.
Interesting.
Look. Okay, let's talk perspective.
he'll avoid it by being kicked out halfway.
Listen. Yeah, that's one.
Clever.
Number two, when you actually look at it, it was his pace that was wrong. He didn't actually make rookie mistakes, if you think about it. It was just like he did not get in tune with that car. He was not fast enough.
Skirting through this answer.
No, put that into perspective here.
Okay, we'll take it.
Okay, let's compare Logan Sargeant.
The next prediction. Henny said that Logan Sargeant will not meet expectations, at least Swish's expectations. I think you were bang on that. And then the final one, Henny, you said was, Mercedes will win the Constructors' Championship, Max for drivers. You said, I think Merck has fixed their car and their core problems. And you also said that Oscar will get one podium for the 2023 season. Yeah. He got more.
I said at least.
That's good.
But that was pretty good. I think, obviously, Mercedes must have let you down.
They did.
W14 out the window.
Yeah, because when did we record this? Did we record it before testing? Bahrain testing?
Before testing.
No.
Was it after?
It was after because we recorded this like March. Remember, we recorded our first one in January
in London,
in F1 Arcade, and then the footage was lost. So we recorded after all the testing had happened. So we had actually some data.
Right. Wow. I can't believe I said that, because testing was brutal.
Yeah. I don't think we did before testing.
I think we did.
The weekend before Bahrain.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we launched the season before.
Maybe in my head I did, because
I don't think I would have said the same thing after seeing what happened during testing when they also right. There was no way.
Okay, so going over to someone else, Mikey, you said a couple of really cool things. You said Oscar Piastri could blow the competition away. You said it's going to be very close to Lando, but Lando will inch a little bit better.
I can see the future. That was perfectly stated.
I don't know. The ending, they're not that close.
I don't know. I still think, yeah, sure. Like Max is, or Lando has better race pace. But yeah. Like Oscar, but he's a rookie.
No, over one lap. I think they can go neck to neck.
Yeah. I think it's just a matter of time before he's going to be pushing Lando so hard.
Oh, yeah.
So hard. Oh, yeah. And I think maybe sometimes Lando even feels that in qualifying because Lando now is making mistakes. And again, maybe Lando was never challenged that hard, but Oscar is right there every time.
Yep.
And he's not making those, let's say, rookie mistakes, as you want to say. So. Yep. Yeah. Yeah,
amazing. Well, then calm down, hold your horses there. You said Charles will win the drivers' championship and Ferrari will win the constructors.
Yeah, what mind?
I know.
I was delirious.
Would you like to apologize to that camera?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all your troubles.
But here's actually something else you said. You said Lando will definitely, to quote, get his first win. And you bet me $100 Canadian specifically that it'll happen in Austria.
Yeah, and good job, everybody.
Pay up.
I'll be honest, I don't ever remember saying the bet, but I will hold up to any bet, no problem. I feel like Lando should have won one.
I agree.
Now, at the start of the season, you'd be like, that is a crazy thing to say. Yeah. But like McLaren turned it around. Lando, what was the race?
I swear it was Austria where they brought that big upgrade. He got the upgrade. Piastri didn't get it.
Yeah.
And that's when he performed really well.
Yeah. He had a podium, right?
No, I think he just finished like top five or something.
Yeah.
No, but the next one, I think the following two races after or something.
Silverstone and everything else did really well.
That didn't go well. But yeah, I thought
at least
he was
a sprint race when he should have had that.
Right? Yeah,
Oscar got it.
Yeah. Yeah, Lando should have done something a bit better there, you want to think. But yeah.
Well, I'm not going to give you too much hate because...
No, bring it.
I said some really stupid things, so let's talk about me.
Let's not rush through this.
Yeah, wait. You're not reading your own.
Whoa.
I don't know if you're going to bullcrap us.
No.
All right, so Swish said Joe won't meet expectations.
Yes.
And
you
won't have...
the first one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Logan Sargeant is a generational talent.
Yep.
I think he's very close to Oscar.
Absolutely not.
Generational talent.
For American standards?
American generational. I think, I just came back from New York. I feel like looking at Americans, I think he's a generational talent. He's an athlete for sure.
Yeah, I don't think Americans wanted him.
No?
I mean, Americans don't even know.
Yeah.
He's driving an F1.
I was shocked.
Re-signed, though.
No,
so I'm happy about that.
I'm shocked.
Oh,
100%. Shocked.
Another year of opportunity. But we're going to talk about that, by the way. Okay. I know you're shocked, but we're going to talk about that.
Yeah. So going back to... Joe, not meeting expectations.
No.
And not having as good of a season. Yeah, his first year. I mean, I think the car let him down more than he let us down. I think he had a few mistakes here and there.
Yeah.
But that fifth grid start.
Yeah,
he stalled. Hungary?
Yeah.
That was brutal.
Yep.
But yeah, that wasn't bad. And then Swish said Red Bull for constructors and Charles for driver's champion. Wow. Yeah. Swish said that Lewis will win one race at least.
That was tough.
That was
Red Bull for constructors, nail that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good day. And he doesn't give me any fairness. That's all he is.
No. But I mean, this is the first time ever that Mercedes has not had a win since they've entered the sport.
Or a British national anthem from what Will Buxton said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A British national anthem has not
come up. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
Yeah. Fevin, let's look at you now.
You know
Oscar
what?
Will push Lando quite a bit. Well done. Similar to Mikey, you said that. Nick DeVries will be Rookie of the Year. Please explain.
And probably in Formula E or something else.
Yeah. He'll be the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, you didn't say
which year.
Yeah, exactly.
You did not say what year.
Yeah.
I didn't specify.
What sport.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't specify if it was F1 or F2 or Formula E, whatever.
Harvard Business.
You know? He was a rookie there.
Yeah. With a Yeshin is for a reason.
See?
And you also said Max will win the Drivers' Championship, Ferrari for Constructors.
Yes.
Now, your bold take, I think, has to be up there. George Russell will win 3 Grand Prix.
You know what? I thought that was a safe bet, too. And I remember the headspace I was in when I was making this. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Maybe you should have said crash out of 3 Grand Prix.
But you chose George over Lewis to win 3 races?
Because I thought Lewis would have won,
you thought
like
it was guaranteed.
7.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know, so I was like, the... You know, a wild card is that George will win 3.
3.
Then how is Ferrari going to get constructors? If Lewis wins 7, they win 3?
Yeah, because...
DeLulu. Actually, DeLulu.
No. And then Ferrari won everything.
Yikes.
The final thing we will talk about predictions-wise, you and I predicted that Spa will get renewed. We were very happy about that.
Let's go.
Thank God. How many more years? 5, 10 years? I don't even know.
I think it's less.
I don't know. They extended it, right? To 2028 now.
Are you sure it's 2028?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
I think they did, like, at the beginning of the season, they did until 2025. And then just recently, I saw something about a three-year extension.
Well, yeah, because for some reason, I'm thinking of 2 or 3 years. So maybe I'm thinking of the extension after 2026. Yeah. Okay.
Mikey, you said you were shocked, by the way, about Logan Sargeant. Were you shocked about anything else? Do you want to unpack the kind of shocking moments of the season?
Shocked of the season? If you want to look at constructors, we had Aston Martin fighting for podiums, and then after Montreal, tanked. You had McLaren. I don't know, is there a team that have like started so low down and then mid-season and season just peaked from upgrades? That to me was shocking. I wouldn't have seen McLaren come back from that. Very impressive.
I think McLaren did more than like tech upgrades. I think they did something to the entire team and the morale, because not only that, they ended up being like a really slick operations, like on the pit stops. Like they just, dialed it in a very impressive way.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Any shocking moment of the season for you?
I would probably say Checo's performance. Mm. I think that downfall was shocking for a lot of Red Bull fans. Mm. Starting out so strong, at some races at par with Max, but I think that ticked off Max more than it ticked off Checo. Oh, yeah. And he just took it to another level, and Checo's confidence was just dead from then on.
Yeah, it's a classic case of choking.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Choco.
We'll
see. Like you said.
He is we'll Choco.
See. That's harsh. Yeah. That's harsh.
But that was the season for him.
It was.
I genuinely think it wasn't like he couldn't drive. It wasn't his, it wasn't due to skill. I think it was a lot of to do with confidence.
And mental, yeah.
Yeah, like the mental resiliency to go, okay, I think he just got into a different like spiral in terms of just performance.
Get out of it.
Yeah.
Well, imagine, if you're screwing up every qualifying and you constantly have to fight, not having a clean race and overthinking things, it's going to happen to you later.
You're never going to recover as well. The mental battle.
Like, exactly.
Yeah. The most shocking moment for me, I think, if I look at the overall season with Lewis getting third, especially when you look at now where this car is at the end of the year, I mean, there's an argument to be made that it's the fourth fastest car on the grid or even third. But again, very track dependent, I get it. But McLaren, Ferrari, the strides they've made have definitely superseded Mercedes, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So for Lewis to take that car and get P3 in the Drivers' Championship, despite getting out of Q2 in the last two races, being disqualified in Austin, Texas. It's pretty incredible when you think about it.
That is why when people are like, it's because he's in a better car. No, it's all to do about his ability to drive. And that's why he's the GOAT.
Great on all tracks.
That's why he's the GOAT.
Exactly.
Yes. Buy our merch soon. Dropping soon.
Final two things. Rumor mill. I mean, Henny, I know you're constantly looking at the news, especially on Twitter. What are you hearing that people should stay kind of their eyes peeled on, they should be listening into during the off season?
Yeah, that's a good one. I think AlphaAtari or whatever they're going to be
Racing
named.
Bulls?
Racing Bulls. Yet to be determined here.
This has so many innuendos.
a lot.
What is it giving, Fenn?
It's giving not what we want it to give. It's giving like my head won't be out of the gutter. So it's not great.
Also, wait, this is a stupid question. I'm going to let you finish. Do they call their car RB1 then?
No.
It's the ATO4 right now.
Yeah.
Do they call...
Because it's Racing Bull.
Racing Bulls.
Racing Bulls
RB1.
RBS1.
Okay,
they'll probably include
that.
They'll probably include that somewhere.
Adrian Newey's like, no, don't let them.
Like, you don't dare. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think the surprising thing is whatever they are named, they are going to work even closer with Red Bull, whatever the regulation would allow them to.
Yep.
But that's kind of dangerous. Like, they're already starting with a base of an RB19, potentially for next year, and building from there. Mm-hmm. They're going to be a fighting team no other than a Ferrari or even Mercedes if they don't fix it up. So it's going to probably squish the top four again. And I don't know what Aston Martin is going to do again next year. If they come out strong, then, dude, we're going to have a good season. Remove Max again. I don't think anyone's going to catch up to him. But even with Checo, even if he stays at what he is now, that second to now possibly to 12th is going to be a fight to the end, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I wouldn't complain there.
Devin, what are you looking at over the offseason?
I'm curious about Alfa Romeo, where that entire team is going.
It's a rebrand, too.
What are they going to be called?
No idea.
I think I know, but I can't say it.
Yes, I was about to say it, and then I thought, stop myself.
But it did surprise a lot of people. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then there's some changes internally in the team and stuff like that. So I'm excited to see if with the rebrand comes like new rebirth of the team. because I think, you know, Bottas and Joe are both very, very good drivers, and I would love to see them in a better car. And just, all again, it's going to be top, the race for the top 12.
And even team personnel. I mean, Ruth, their head of strategy, stepping down. We don't know where she's going next.
TBC.
Obviously, a very talented strategist for the team. You got to wonder, who are they going to bring in now?
Exactly. There's a lot of changes. I'm excited to see how that shakes up.
Mikey?
Yeah, I've nothing really crazy there to add. It's just like, you feel like next year it's going to be all eyes on Sargeant again, because people are surprised he got re-signed, and on Checo, because there's a lot of rumors going around that, let's just say, in the first five races, if Checo isn't at a certain stage, they're going to bring Danny Ric up, and then they're going to bring Liam Lawson in as well. So I don't know, but like, think of it, if Checo was not to perform to their expectations, I wouldn't be surprised if Red Bull were to can it, because don't forget, next year you can't rely on Max to run away with it.
No.
So you need to have two drivers competing.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's not like Red Bull hasn't done this before.
Danny Kvyat. Oh, man, you've got like, Gasly, Albon.
Nick DeVries this year.
Yeah.
So.
Also, side topic though, Alex Albon was on a different podcast, but he went out.
Performance podcast.
He went out and said.
The margin
between him and Checo and how they finished, and he got booted and Checo's still in. That's kind of interesting. Yeah. And he was Checo's in a better car than he was.
Better car.
So.
But it was all about as well that you got to think, like, Max drives a car on the edge. Checo can't handle that car. So maybe there's going to be a compromise of like, fine, we'll make a tamer car for your liking. But then how do you do that? Like, I don't know, that's going to be tough. That's why I think McLaren did so well, because both drivers like the same style of a car, and that is such an advantage for the engineering department. So you do one upgrade, you bring it to both drivers.
The thing that's true is, like, with Checo, he just needs a balanced car. He doesn't need it to be rear focused. He doesn't need it to be as pointy as Max. So if you just give him a balanced car and then let him work with that, I think he will still perform nowhere close to Max, but he will perform second and third and get podiums consistently. What's happening now is just it's too pointy for him. He has no control over that car. He can't push it.
I think even regardless, by the way, of whatever happens in the early part of next season, we all know that the end of the 2024 season is going to be silly season.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? 12 drivers
that are going to have to renew their contracts.
Chaos. I can't wait. It's going to be chaos.
So that's definitely something I'm looking forward to.
What's your
my kind of crazy prediction? Or
for like what's for rumor mill,
I just want to know. I want to know who's going to be the CTO or the head of technical expertise at Mercedes.
Yeah.
With Mike Elliott leaving, who is that person going to be?
That's not been announced, right?
Not yet. And I'm obviously like, it can't be Adrian Newey, but I'm hoping it's someone that brings
to that level.
A crap ton of talent and can come in and make a difference. And again, hopefully we don't go off a crazy different concept to start off next year. I mean, you looked at McLaren, they copied a lot, I think, of what Red Bull had, especially on the suspension and rear. Let's do that.
Why not?
Let's do that. Give Lewis a decently competitive car, and we're going to see what can happen.
That's literally what Lewis said. He's like, I don't care if we have to copy the goddamn car. Yeah. Just give me a good car.
Yeah. He's at his wit's end.
No, he's done. He's so done with it.
Final thing, track limits. Now, guys, the end of the F1 season does not mean the end of season one content for track limits.
No, we're running hot.
We have a ton of guest interviews coming out. Including, by the way, can I say this? An interview with McLaren CEO Zach Brown that is coming out.
Coming soon.
This will come out after.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Then you've already watched it.
Yeah, you already watched it.
I hope you enjoy. But no, a ton of content in December and January, and then we're going out to Europe again, Jan and Feb, to record season two.
Bigger and better.
It'll be a blast.
Maybe in the comments, just sound off who you want us to have us a guest and go on their socials and harass them to come on our podcast.
Well, not harass.
Don't harass, but consent. Just like comment with consent, nicely. Comment nicely and say that they should come on the Track Limits pod and we'll reach out to them.
Perfect. Final words, guys. Any final quotes, final words for the 2023 season before we put it in a box and ship it away?
Max's iconic line. I send my regards.
Oh. He had a couple of lines. That was a lovely day's drive.
It was a lovely, what was it? Lovely Sunday?
It was a lovely Sunday drive.
And just simply lovely.
Simply lovely.
And it's been a simply lovely year for track limits.
It has been.
Yeah.
Thank you guys again for your support. I hope you enjoyed the F1 season. Like Fevin said, drop in the comments who you think we should go and interview. We would love to be able to get your input while we put together a list for season two. And? Penny?
And?
I actually forgot my line.
Oh!
We'll see you guys in the next episode.